Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's a cheesy performance piece from Mike Arnold. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who doesn't seem much different when he's feeling good, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, okay. No, I'm ready. I'm going to need... Well, okay. We'll use this, Michael. No, it's okay. We'll use this. Huh? Thank you. Why are you handling that gingerly? Is that because I've touched it and you're worried of getting reinfected?
I don't want to be reinfected.
Is that worse than being infected?
I think so, yeah.
Probably twice as bad when you're reinfected. Okay. Well, you know, each week at this time, actual memos sent in by actual listeners and other things as well. But very nicely done. Oh, this is again on the headphones thing. This has been going on for weeks and weeks. Everyone has a theory about stereo hearing and headphones and and that sort of thing. Apparently, not everyone. How many of you do have a theory about stereo reproduction and hearing, vis-a-vis headphones or earbud use? See, no one has a theory about it. I don't know what I'm talking about. Can't believe everything you hear on radio. But this man has a theory about it, and many people do, actually, because they're sound people. They're not sound people, necessarily, but they're people interested in sound. Yeah. Comments on left-right earpiece conundrum addendum. Ooh, I said that. Justin Perkins from Milwaukee. I've been following your discussion lately regarding the importance of proper left-right headphone or earbud placement. One obvious example that I didn't hear anybody give would be if you're watching a film or TV show and had the audio coming through your earbuds or home stereo and, say, a car travels across the screen from left to right, the sound mixer may likely make the sound of the car pan or travel from left to right following the motion of the car. If you have your speaker wiring crossed, however, or earbuds in the wrong ear, or if you put them both in one ear, as many people do, it might sound like the car goes from right to left, but visually the car goes from left to right. This could cause dizziness and confusion.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing that is painful for me to see is when people share a set of earbuds in public. That's kind of cute, though. I mean, that's something my generation never did, because we had the big ear flaps. You don't usually put your big flap on someone else and say, hey, listen to this. What are you listening to? Here, catch my tunes, or whatever they say. Because we didn't do that. So, anyhow, meaning one person has the left earpiece, the other one has the right one. Aside from this being kind of gross, the listeners are each only hearing one half of the stereo field intended by the original artist, engineer, producer, Etz. Many songs are mixed so that certain instruments or effects only appear in either the left or right speaker to a certain degree. This creates the illusion of sounding big, wide, and powerful. An extreme example would be the Beatles albums where the drums are only in the left channel and vocals only in the right, among other things. Well, of course, that's just Capitol Records. That was their jaundiced view, in my opinion, of stereo sounds. That's why I much prefer the mono mixes on all those albums. They are far superior to that.
Really?
Well, that's stereo separation, you know, is a new thing, having stereo. So they actually separated it, you know, and that's not how we hear. You know, maybe in other sides of our brain, you know, one side of the brain hears one thing different than the other side of the brain. Well, never mind. I guess I care about this. I never even realized I cared about this. So depending on which of the two earpieces you have, you may be missing some important or not so important elements of the audio recording. There could be a crazy guitar solo happening only the person you're sharing earbuds with can hear it. That's true, because if you have a speaker in one room and another speaker in the other room, you miss half the song, usually, in most of these mixes. For these situations, might I suggest an expensive stereo Y cable that you can get on Amazon for as low as $3.31. This would allow you to plug in two sets of earbuds to a device with only one headphone jack. Not only will it sound better, but it's far more sanitary. Well, thank you very much, Justin. And no one write anymore about this. Boy, I hope this is for real. Now, this is the actual memo. And it comes from a Hallmark person. It looks like it's true. Hallmark taste guidelines. Hallmark cards. And this is something to die for. This is real. This is probably worth a lot of money. I'm going to put this on eBay or something. But this is from an actual group staff meeting with some updates back in 1996, of course, but it's still beautiful. Guidelines about what you can or what you cannot put. You know, they have their regular Hallmark cards, which are beautiful and lovely, and I never get. Then they have those goofy ones, whatever they call Hallmark.
Expressions.
Expressions, what?
Shoebox.
Yeah, where they're kind of, you know, hip and modern and today and very 1996. But this is actually from a staff meeting, and they have what's okay, what are gray areas, and what is not okay to have on those cards. Cool, huh? Look at this. Okay is damn, hell, boobs, butt, hurl, horny, and nakedness. Can't be true, right? Okay, all right. Gray areas, sucks, guns, safe sex, bitch, poop, making love, implied alternative lifestyle, implied reference to sex organs, naming political figures or political parties. That's a gray area. I don't believe this is... I should have read this first, I guess. That was so cool. Hallmark taste guidelines. Not okay. Foreplay, quickie, getting laid, a good lay, puke, monkeys might fly out my butt, fat people drinking, even mildly risque humor at Christmas or Hanukkah, making fun of the homeless, bums, hobos, making fun of environment, humorous references to Irish of any racial group. Naming royal family members, implied mental instability, physical violence, words like kill, psycho, axe, murder, ass, and erections. I'm beginning to think I've been had.
Okay.
There you have it, though. I can't vouch for it. I got it off the Borowitz report. Where can they send all this stuff, whether it's real or not?
They can send it to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there. If they want to put it in the mail, they can go to 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos. And if people should choose to be swine to your pearlescent tweets, they can follow you on @MyFeldman.
Whoa.
See, now, that sounds bad. Like, my followers are swine.
Don't we have, like, What Do You Know? Taste guidelines? I've never seen them if we do it.
No, we never have meetings, that's why.
No. Okay.
Otherwise,
that's
we have stuff. That's, you know, it's a good thing we don't.